Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a time you felt very happy. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've seen countless candidates struggle with describing personal experiences. One common topic that often comes up is describing a time when you felt very happy. In this comprehensive guide, I'll share insider tips and strategies to help you excel in this part of the IELTS speaking test. Understanding the task. Before we dive into specific strategies, it's crucial to understand what the examiner is looking for when they ask you to describe a time you felt very happy. This topic is a favorite among examiners because it allows them to assess your ability to use a range of vocabulary related to emotions, speak coherently about past experiences, express personal feelings and opinions, use appropriate tenses, particularly past tenses. Now, let's break down the different parts of the IELTS speaking test and how you can tackle this topic in each section. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask you some general questions about happiness. Here are some common questions you might encounter. What makes you happy? Do you think you're a happy person? When was the last time you felt really happy? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Examiner. When was the last time you felt really happy? Candidate. The last time I felt truly elated was just last week when I received news that I had been accepted into my dream university. It was a moment of sheer joy that I'll never forget. I had been anxiously waiting for the results for weeks, so when I finally got the email, I was over the moon. I immediately called my parents to share the exciting news, and we all celebrated together that evening. In this response, the candidate uses varied vocabulary to describe happiness, elated, sheer joy, over the moon, provides a specific, recent example, explains the context and reason for their happiness, describes their reaction and subsequent actions. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In Part 2, you might receive a cue card related to describing a happy moment. Here's an example. Describe a time when you felt very happy. You should say when it was, where you were, what happened, and explain why you felt so happy. Here's a sample response. When I think about a time I felt incredibly happy, my mind immediately goes back to my college graduation day 3 years ago. It was a warm, sunny morning in June, and I was at the university auditorium with my fellow graduates, all of us dressed in our caps and gowns. The atmosphere was electric with excitement and anticipation. As I sat there, listening to the speeches and waiting for my name to be called, I felt a profound sense of accomplishment. When I finally walked across the stage to receive my diploma, I was beaming with pride. The moment I shook hands with the dean and heard my family cheering from the audience, I was overcome with an intense feeling of joy and satisfaction. This event marked the culmination of years of hard work and dedication. I felt happy not just because I had achieved my academic goals, but also because I could see how proud my parents were. Their sacrifices and support had played a crucial role in my success, and being able to share this moment with them made it even more special. Moreover, graduating opened up a world of new possibilities for me. I felt optimistic about my future career prospects and excited about the next chapter of my life. It was a perfect blend of satisfaction with past achievements and enthusiasm for future opportunities. In essence, my graduation day was a pinnacle of happiness because it represented personal achievement, family pride, and the promise of a bright future, all rolled into one unforgettable moment. Possible follow-up questions. Do you think achieving goals always brings happiness? How do you usually celebrate happy moments? Do you think people feel happiness differently as they get older? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In Part 3, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to happiness. Here's a possible dialogue. Examiner, do you think people today are happier than they were in the past? Candidate, that's an intriguing question, and I believe the answer is quite complex. On one hand, we have made significant advancements in technology, healthcare, and overall quality of life, which could contribute to greater happiness. People today have access to more opportunities and comforts than ever before. However, modern life also comes with its own set of challenges. The fast-paced nature of our society, increased work pressure, and the constant connectivity through social media can lead to stress and anxiety. There's also a growing concern about issues like climate change and economic inequality, which might negatively impact people's overall sense of well-being. In my opinion, while we have more resources to pursue happiness today, we also face new obstacles. It's not necessarily about being happier than people in the past, but rather experiencing happiness differently. The key lies in finding a balance and appreciating the positive aspects of modern life while managing its challenges effectively. Examiner, how do you think the concept of happiness varies across different cultures? Candidate, the concept of happiness is indeed culturally influenced and can vary significantly across different societies. In some cultures, particularly in the West, happiness is often associated with individual achievement, personal success, and self-fulfillment. There's a strong emphasis on pursuing one's passions and realizing personal goals. On the other hand, in many Eastern cultures, happiness is more closely tied to collective well-being and harmony within family and community. There's often a greater focus on fulfilling one's duties and maintaining balanced relationships. Some cultures prioritize material success as a path to happiness, while others place more value on spiritual fulfillment or simple living. For instance, the concept of hygge in Danish culture emphasizes coziness and comfortable conviviality as key to happiness, which might differ from the more achievement-oriented view in some other Western countries. It's also worth noting that these cultural differences are becoming less distinct in our globalized world. As cultures interact and influence each other, we're seeing a blending of ideas about what constitutes happiness. This cross-cultural exchange is leading to a more nuanced understanding of happiness that incorporates diverse perspectives. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a variety of sophisticated vocabulary and phrases. Here are some that can help you describe happiness effectively. Elated, lated, adjective, extremely happy and excited. Example, I was elated when I heard the news of my promotion. Over the moon, idiom, extremely happy or delighted. Example, she was over the moon when she got accepted into her dream university. On cloud nine, idiom, extremely happy and excited. Example, after winning the competition, he was on cloud nine for weeks. Euphoric, euphoric, adjective, characterized by or feeling intense excitement and happiness. Example, the euphoric atmosphere at the concert was unforgettable. Blissful, blissful, adjective, extremely happy and peaceful. Example, their honeymoon was a blissful week away from all worries. Exhilarated, adjective, very happy, animated, or elated. Example, the exhilarated fans cheered as their team scored the winning goal. To be in high spirits, phrase, to be very happy and cheerful. Example, despite the challenges, the team was in high spirits after their successful project launch. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS speaking examiner, here are my top tips to score high when describing a time you felt very happy. Be specific. Instead of giving general answers, provide detailed examples from your personal experience. Use a range of tenses. While you'll primarily use past tenses, incorporate other tenses where appropriate to demonstrate your language flexibility. Show, don't tell. Instead of just saying you were happy, describe your feelings, actions, and the atmosphere to paint a vivid picture. Use idiomatic expressions. Incorporate relevant idioms and collocations naturally in your speech. Practice storytelling. Work on your ability to narrate events coherently and engagingly. Develop your answers. Don't give short, abrupt responses. Elaborate on your points to showcase your English proficiency. Stay calm and confident. Remember, the examiner is interested in your language skills, not judging your personal experiences. By following these strategies and using rich vocabulary, you'll be well equipped to excel in describing happy moments in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice makes perfect, so make sure to rehearse these techniques regularly. For more tips on acing other parts of the IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on how to describe a place you go to get away from it all, and how to describe a time you learned something new. Good luck with your IELTS journey. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.